STR Podcasts and Radio are brought to you through the generous support of people just like you. You can support these podcasts by making a gift online at str.org or by phone at 1-800-2-REASON.
Social justice is trendy nowadays. Homelessness, poverty, human trafficking. It's cool to care about these social ills, even amongst non-Christians. But curiously absent from the list is abortion. Indeed, many people complain that Christians focus too much on abortion and on unborn babies and not enough on born people. In fact, they even say Jesus said nothing about abortion, but said plenty about the poor and the hungry. And so a reasonable question people ask me is, why do I talk about abortion so much? Well, if what we believe about abortion is true, that it kills an innocent human being, then abortion rises to the most important social justice issue of our day. And that's because it's legal in all 50 states, throughout all 9 months of pregnancy, and for virtually any reason. In fact, according to Planned Parenthood's own statistics, 3,315 unborn children are killed each day. Now, last time I checked, it wasn't legal to starve people, force them to live in the streets, or traffic them for money. But it is legal to kill them before they're born. Not only does our government protect that right, but we help pay for it with our tax dollars. And so while Christians and non-Christians are united in helping people who are poor, homeless, and trafficked, the same care is not extended to unborn children. Most non-believers, and even some believers, don't think abortion is morally equivalent to killing children. And the believers that do seldom act to protect the unborn. Indeed, 27% of women who abort claim to be Catholic, and 33% profess to be Protestant. That means Christians are killing their own children. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that we shouldn't care about people who are homeless, poor, and trafficked. The church definitely needs to intervene and serve these people. But it does through like thousands of programs around the globe. But surely killing them is a greater evil. I mean, call me old-fashioned or call me untrendy. You know, maybe my mission won't be as exciting and cutting edge, but I won't stop until abortion is abolished. Nor should you. Now, it's true that Jesus didn't say anything about abortion, but that's because children were almost universally considered a blessing. Had abortion been widely practiced, Jesus would have spoken against it. Now, he did address it indirectly, though. Jesus commanded us to love our neighbor and explain what that looks like with the parable of the Good Samaritan. This is in Luke, Luke 10, 27-37. And there he explains how he expects us to aid those who are vulnerable and defenseless. Now, without question, unborn children are the most vulnerable and most defenseless. And ironically, when a child is in the womb, a place of protection and nurture, she is most at risk of attack by her mother. Now, once she's born, though, all the state's laws and protections fall upon the newborn, and the government will ensure her well-being. So I know you've heard about abortion almost all your life, and you might be tired of hearing about it, perhaps even from me, but I urge you to never ignore it, never downplay it, and never stop acting to end it.
You've been listening to Stand to Reason. Our podcasts and radio program are made possible by friends of this ministry through their generous support. You can support STR by making a gift online at str.org.